The Zambian government has dismissed warnings from the US embassy about alleged dangerous pollution in the country's Copperbelt mining region, following the embassy's decision to withdraw staff from the area. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. On Wednesday, the US embassy issued a health alert advising the immediate evacuation of its personnel from Kitwe and surrounding areas. It cited widespread contamination of water and soil linked to a toxic spill at the Sinometals Leach Zambia mine in February, which saw a tailings dam collapse into the Kafue River, an important source of drinking water, after heavy rains. The embassy said new information revealed hazardous and carcinogenic substances in the area, and warned that contaminants from the spill could become airborne, posing a further health risk. However, Zambian government spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa rejected the claims, stating that lab tests showed pH levels had returned to normal, and that the water is now safe for public use. "There is absolutely no need to press the panic button," he said, adding that there were no longer any major risks to public health, agriculture, or the environment. The Sinometals mine is owned by China Nonferrous Metal Mining Group, a Chinese state enterprise. The company has yet to comment but previously pledged compensation for affected communities and promised environmental restoration. Zambia's Green Economy Minister Mike Mposha said the government had been transparent and proactive since the incident, and Water Development Minister Collins Nzova insisted that regular water testing confirms it now meets World Health Organization standards. Opposition Green Party leader Peter Sinkemba dismissed the US alert as geopolitical, questioning the delay in raising concerns and accusing Washington of ignoring environmental damage linked to Western mining firms elsewhere in Zambia. However, some environmental advocates say the threat remains serious. Maggie Maple-Omwape, head of the Center for Environment Justice, called the pollution a national disaster and urged urgent and concrete measures to prevent future incidents and safeguard communities. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.